WRZX 218. Go ahead, Jack.
First, good morning. I heard you out there really good, but your signal was a little bit low. About, I would say, what was that, about 5?
I know, I was over on 600, and I was too many going off. Over.
That could be that way, too many repeaters out that way. You didn't hear nothing out of Grand Rapids, did you?
No, negative. I heard some little station up Livingston in Ingham County. He was talking on a HT, and I could hear him. And he heard me, but he was fading in and out, so I was hitting the Mayville repeater up there, MI-81 and Michigan, hitting them both, I think, out of Livonia's 600 there, over.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, that Mayville, maybe a repeater, it's probably close by that Michigami repeater out that way. That's why. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I'm sure that's what happened. And I could hear that station in and out. And then I heard you. But I don't think you could hear me good because I was rattling them repeaters. And it wasn't a good connection, you know, with propagation is really, really happening this morning. It still is, over.
Well, you know what? I haven't heard anything out of Dane in Ohio yet. It usually would be on that 600, too. And this is WRUG 48.
Copy that. Well, that station, he was talking to the fella in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, but I could only hear his side of the conversation. I couldn't hear Oak Creek talking. So it was, there was something going on there. He was getting into Michigami, I think. So that was the one he was using. And then he was hearing me, but it was in and out for a while there. It wasn't a really solid reception, over.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right, Randall. Well, good to hear from you. I'll talk to you a little bit later on today. We're going to clear this frequency for a little bit. WIUG 48.
Copy that, Jack. All right, talk to you. WRZX 218, we're clear.